The EAA was started by home builders more than 50 years ago. Home builds come in many shapes and sizes, from very small and rather crude models, which are relatively easy to build from kits, to fast and sophisticated planes. Carol and Vic Syracuse of Locust Grove, Georgia, have built 6 planes. Their latest, an RV-10, is one of the bigger and more powerful home builds, a 4-seater that cruises at nearly 200 miles per hour. Syracuse says a comparable factory-built plane would cost about 3 times as much. The Syracuses built the plane in just 14 months, investing about 2,400 work hours. Vic says it's a very ambitious project and almost a full-time job.
It keeps me busy and she knows where I am. I'm out in the garage or the hangar. This one we finished a year ago this week. We tried to make Oshkosh and we didn't get it finished, and we've put 300 hours on it since last year. We've actually gone from Atlanta all the way up to the farthest northwestern point, up to San Juan Islands in the Seattle area and Friday Harbor, and hit all the sights in between Grand Canyon and had a blast.
Carol Syracuse did a lot of work on the latest plane.
When the kids were smaller, I was not as involved, but now that the kids are grown, I'm usually out there when he's working on it. Like he said, I know where he is. He's right outside the door. So, yeah, it was just to be together. I started going out and helping.
Also on display at Air Venture are antique and classic aircraft and warbirds, military planes from many countries from World War II and later. Visitors from about 60 countries are expected to attend. Air Venture includes an air show at 4 p.m. every day and continues through Sunday in Oshkosh. John Powell, Wisconsin Public Radio.